Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing to show these testimonies of people who've been miraculously healed by the power of God. I've been doing this for nearly 3 weeks. Friday will be 3 weeks that we've done this. Friday will also be my last day to offer you these individual albums on healing journeys. We have Healing Journeys 1, 2, and 3. There's 5 testimonies on each DVD. And it's also our last day to offer you this little booklet, God Wants You Well, that has seen hundreds of people healed just through these simple truths in this little booklet. So I encourage you that Friday's going to be our last day. I encourage you to call or write and get these testimonies, not only for yourself. I think that this is a tremendous faith builder. I know it's really blessed me just to go through these, and I really believe that people are getting fired up. It's one thing to hear the Word, and of course, that's where our foundation comes from. That's where faith comes from. But when you can see the Word in action, it impacts you. You know, I knew that it was God's will to heal before I actually started seeing healings. But when I started seeing people, I remember going to Catherine Kuhlman's meetings, and I was an usher. And I had to take people out of their wheelchair and off of their stretchers and put them in these chairs. And, you know, I was raised a Baptist, and I was skeptical about a woman preacher. I went there looking for something wrong. And after I did my job and put everybody in their chairs, I went down front and sat on the floor in front and looked right at her. And you know what? I came looking for something wrong, and I found it. She offended me in a lot of ways. She was strange. And there was a lot of things I didn't like, but all of a sudden the miracle power of God started flowing. And I remember this woman that came in on a stretcher. I had taken her off of the stretcher and put her in a chair. She couldn't have weighed over 60 pounds. I could put my hand around her thigh. She was just bones. It looked like one of those Holocaust victims. This woman couldn't even sit up, couldn't hold herself up. We had to prop her in a seat. And I saw her running back and forth, pushing her stretcher, jumping up and down on a 3-foot platform. You know what? I didn't understand a lot. And I had my own prejudice and biases. But when I saw that, I said, this is of God. And I knew the Word, but it was really the first time I had ever seen the Word work and transform a person's life. And I didn't move my faith away from the Word to what I'd seen. I'm aware that, you know, sometimes we can misinterpret and things like that. If this woman, I don't know what happened to her after she got healed, but if she had turned around and died the next day, that wouldn't have undone my faith, because my faith wasn't in what I saw in her. It was in the Word. But when I saw the Word manifest in her life, I tell you, it affected me. It moved me to another level. And I believe that these testimonies have done the same thing. And I believe that this is really going to bless you. Today, we've got a powerful testimony to share with you. And Mike Hesch, I think is the way you pronounce his name, is from Arizona. And he was actually diagnosed with a cancer. I was walking through our offices one day, and my staff was working on this story. And they had a picture of him with a cancer right here on his chest. He had his shirt off, and you could see this cancer on his chest. And it was small. It was about the size of a half dollar or something. But it looked terrible. And I said, man, that looks terrible. And they said, you hadn't seen anything yet. And Mike documented the growth of this thing. It actually grew so big, as you'll hear him talk about this, he actually had to get a bra and cut one side of the bra out to hold this thing up. And it went for either 7 or 8 years. Then he got hold of the Word, specifically, you've already got it. And he got hold of that teaching. And one reason I really love this testimony is because I never prayed directly for Mike. I taught the Word. It was the truth that set him free. And this truth about you've already got it, that God's already done His part, He's already put this power on the inside of you, that became so real in Mike's life that he told his wife, Caroline, he says, I've got it. He says, it doesn't matter. He just knew that he was healed, and he refused to go by what he saw. And when you see this DVD, you'll see this huge tumor hanging on him. Most people couldn't get beyond that, but the Word became more real to him than what he could see in the mirror, what he felt in his body. He was losing weight. He had lost strength. He was basically reduced. He was dying in the natural realm, but he knew that he had it. And he started speaking the Word, and he just forgot about it. He didn't care any longer what it looked like. He knew he was healed. And, you know, his wife had to change the dressings on that thing a couple of times a day. And she was concerned because she was still looking at it. But Mike was, he just knew that he knew that he already had it. And within a short period of time, I think it was 6 to 8 months or something, he just spoke to that thing. He believed it was done. And now he is totally cancer-free. As a matter of fact, I just heard a report that he moved into Colorado Springs last night. Today he's unloading a truck and he will be coming to our Caris Bible College so that he could get even more grounded in the Word of God. Man, his life has been turned around. I tell you, this is going to be a blessing to you. So I encourage you to watch this, and I'll be right back after we play this DVD.
In the year 2000, I noticed that I had a pimple here, and I didn't think anything of it. You know, it was just constantly a little itch here. Of course, at night, I'd come home, take my shirt off, and I'd have to investigate because you're just constantly aware of it.
I think Mike had the sore for a while before I even really noticed it. It just was a little red bump, and it's just kind of like a skin blemish.
Through that year, it started getting red, and then it got larger and larger, like a small area about the size of my finger, and I noticed that it wouldn't heal over.
I began to photograph it because I believed that God was going to heal me, and I wanted to document the dates.
I prayed for it. I believed in healing, and it still didn't go away.
The desert oasis of Tucson, Arizona, sits in a sheltered valley. Here, Mike and Caroline Hesch joined a non-denominational church, submitting themselves to a strong-willed pastor. In time, they became victims of religious ideas as malignant as the tumor that threatened to consume both of their lives.
I was part of this ministry for like 20 years. They had taught healing, but it was all performance-based doctrine.
We were taught, like in John 9, that God does not hear sinners. So if we were asking for prayer or asking the Lord to heal or do something in our life, if we were in sin of any kind, He wouldn't be able to answer our prayer.
Oh, you must be sinning. You're not doing God's will. Oh, you're in rebellion to the pastor. Oh, this, oh, that. Everything was a reason why I wasn't getting better.
And he had talked to our pastor about it. And the pastor said, well, that's nothing that herbs can't heal. It's a nutritional problem.
I seem to just be getting worse and worse and worse. When it wouldn't go away, my pastor said, why don't you go to the doctor? Then we can pray specifically for God to show us exactly what it is.
So that's when Mike made an appointment with the dermatologist to have it checked out.
And he comes in and he looks at it. And he didn't look at it for maybe 5 or 10 seconds. He said, excuse me, I'd like to go get my colleague. And then they did the doctor thing, you know, where they, and they're, you know, with their little thing probing around the edge. And they didn't say anything in front of me, but I could tell that it was kind of serious. He left the room and he said, the nurse will direct you, you know, what to do. When I got to the counter, she handed me a piece of paper. And she told me, you have an appointment, and it was like 2 weeks out. And I can't remember if he was behind me, the doctor that saw me, or in the hallway passing through. He just stopped. And he said, no, that's not soon enough. You know, and I could sense the fear. So he said, I'll take care of this. And well, the appointment was 2 days out from the day I was there. And I thought, whoa, to get a doctor, to a surgeon to see you in 2 days? I mean, you know, something's happening here. I looked at the sheet that the doctor fills out, and he checked the diagnosis.
He called me on the phone and after the appointment, and he said that the doctor said you need to have surgery right away to have that removed, and wrote up a little note, and this is what it was, a malignant neoplasm.
And she said, well, I'll look it up and I'll call you back. So here I'm driving to work, and she calls me back very seriously. She says, Mike, it means that you have
malignant neoplasm cancer.
She said, well, it's not benign. In other words, okay, it's something that's actively growing. Now I'm thinking, wow, I've got something pretty serious here. Once I talked to her, I told the pastor. I said, what do you think I should do? He said, you know, Mike, you can do whatever you want. But he said, I said, well, they want me to cut it off. He said, well, and he didn't tell me, you know, he didn't say you can't do it. He said, well, that's not God's way.
We believed that if you went to the doctors for anything like that to have it removed, you're sinning. And if you're sinning, then you can't trust the Lord for healing it.
And he said, but the choice is yours, whatever you want to do. But he said, you know, he said, I would just counsel you not to do anything while you have that fear. Yeah. I called the doctor that they had made the appointment with, and I canceled it that day.
And so it's just like, okay, you know, I was still believing, but still a little bit hesitant. Like, it's not that big. It wouldn't be any big deal to get it, you know, burned off or however they were going to chop it out and be done with it.
The next day, I'm coming to work. It's like 8:30 in the morning, and my cell phone rings. I answer the phone. I'm Dr. So-and-so. I diagnosed you with this yesterday. They just told me you canceled your appointment. I said, that's correct. I did. And he said, you can't do that. That I said, well, I can do that. And he said, I want you to know, I'm writing here down in my records that you're warned of, this is a very deadly thing that you're dealing with, and that you've been warned by me. And then I was like really scared. Well, that following February, I guess it would be 2002, got very sick with the flu.
And when that happened, it was just like the tumor, it just started growing out as a tumor.
I remembered what the guy said, that if you let it go, it could metastasize, which I think in layman's terms means it can just turn into something else, or like mutate into some other form, or go throughout the rest of my body or something.
I'm watching and bandaging, and as he's starting to get weaker and weaker and this tumor is getting bigger, I'm thinking, why doesn't he just get this thing cut off? But at the same time as I'm thinking that, and I would vocalize that to him at times, just like, you know, this is just getting worse. You're getting, you know, sicker. Just let's get this cut off.
And I would always go back to, you know, I have to do what I feel is right in my heart, and I just don't have a peace from God about getting that cut off, you know, because the Bible says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. I know that's not the solution. I don't have that peace in my heart.
But as he would refuse, stubbornly refuse, and continue to stand on the word and God's promise of healing, I would try and agree with him and stand with him.
And so for the next, like, 5 years, I went through this roller coaster at the church. I would get over one hurdle, and then the bar would go up a little higher. And then here would be another thing that was uncovered, that I wasn't doing right, and that how could God hear me being a sinner?
The whole time, as it starts getting worse and worse, the tumor just, it would stink. We'd wrap it with paper towels, and we'd have them soaked, spray some herb tinctures to try and help cut down on the smell of it. And it would ooze and it would bleed, and we're wrapping it in saran wrap, and then that would fill up with the ooze, and then we'd have to drain that off and change it out. And the tumor was just feeding off the blood in his body. His whole complexion was like gray. His heart rate for like months was in the 90s. Oh, it was horrendous.
I just noticed I just started slowly losing energy, like somebody just letting the air out of me.
So this tumor started getting so big and very heavy, we've got to find some kind of sling or whatever. So I end up going to the store and buying a couple bras.
Cut out one side, and I would just wear that as like a harness to support to support it over here. It just wasn't a good thing, you know.
This was something that we just had to live with, and eventually God would heal. But I'm watching Mike's life being sucked out of him.
I didn't know what was going on. I just knew that things in my body weren't working right on the inside. And then this thing I had that it was growing, it grew off what I call it a tentacle, or like this arm I could see like growing out underneath my skin in there and spreading out. And it was nasty. It was just like a manifestation of the devil, which it really was. You know, the Bible says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what he was doing. He was just sucking my life out. He's destroying, you know, any productivity in my life. He was stealing away my happiness and my joy. I do have to say, though, that it was all by my consent, because I didn't take a stand against him, you know.
And at that point, Mike was so sick. It was very hard for me to leave him all day when I would be working. And I would call Mike, and I could just tell when he'd answer the phone, like, he was just like, I don't know if I'm going to come home and find him alive.
One scripture that really encouraged me was Proverbs 4:20-22. Where it says, my son, attend unto my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, but keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I just decided, since I didn't have anything else to do during the day, that I was just going to, every moment that I had, I was going to get into God's word. And I knew that I was short on the life, and I needed help to all my flesh.
I was flipping through the channels, trying to find someone to listen to while I was getting ready for work. And I went through the channels, and there was the guy yelling and the guy doing this, and I didn't want to listen to that. And then I landed on this channel where this guy was sitting in a chair talking calmly. And he said,
today I'm beginning a brand new series, and I'm going to start talking about a teaching that I've entitled, You've Already Got It.
By that time, I'd walked back into the bathroom and I was getting ready, and I said, man, that's a stupid name for a study. But I didn't turn the channel, and I just kept listening to it.
That God has already done for you everything that you need done.
And by the end of that half hour, I was hooked.
And so here she offered us some CDs, and it was like, okay, yeah. And my wife listened to them first.
A whole new Bible was opened up to me for seeing what the Bible really was teaching. And what I had believed and the things I was believing were not according to Scripture.
And begin to start looking at everything from a standpoint where it's already accomplished and you aren't trying to get God to do something, but rather you're just appropriating what He has already provided. That mindset will totally revolutionize the way you receive from God.
And then, you know, passing it on to Mike saying, you got to listen to this.
This is kind of a miracle for me as well. It shows you how quickly the Lord can deliver you when you're willing just to follow what His Word says and what He says and His Spirit over some legalistic thinking.
The average prophecy that you're going to get in most churches is all about God is going to do something great. There is coming a great move of God. We are going to see something happen. But you never hear people very much talk about what has already happened. And I believe that instead of getting this mindset of trying to obtain victory, it really makes a difference if you understand that through Jesus, we've already obtained victory. It's a done deal.
Yeah, I do. I've already got it. I was blessed in two ways. One, I was all these things I had been studying in the last, you know, especially in the last few weeks, but 6 months prior, I was getting, you know, I believe it was God who had her bring that to me, because it was just like He was saying all these things in a little different way than the Word says them, but He was saying the same thing that the Word says. I remember getting this revelation about James chapter 1, where it says about being tossed to and fro like the waves of the sea. And I thought, you know, that is so much me. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. It says, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And so I just said, you know what? I don't have to focus on two things. I can just focus on that. And when I did that, that's when I learned that I was able to receive from the Lord. That it wasn't him withholding. I already had it. He wasn't withholding. In other words, God, through Jesus Christ, was not the variable in the situation. It was me. It was my unstable thinking. The Bible says that by Jesus' stripes, I was healed.
I am not going to receive another thing that the devil's going to throw at me to keep me in bondage to not receive my healing.
Just drawing this line in the sand saying, nope, it's going no further than this.
That night was a turning point of his healing because even though we still had to mess with the tumor, it was still just as bad as before. It was just kind of like he didn't look at it anymore as that. He was seeing himself as healed. It was about 2 weeks later, and suddenly we're changing, and I have cut out the same length of the paper towels that we've needed to before to wrap this, and suddenly it's just like we're folding it up, and it's just like we can cut this much off of the paper towel. We don't need as much to wrap it. And I said, Mike, this is getting smaller.
And I said, well, of course. I said, God's healed me. It's got to get smaller. Nothing else can happen. This might be hard to get a hold of, but I just forgot about it. You know, even though I would deal with it twice a day or more dealing with it, you know, having that uncomfortable bra you got to adjust and move around just didn't fit right. And it was gone. You know, I'm healed. I don't care what it looks like on the outside. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. That's it.
All of Andrew's teachings were already confirming the things that Mike had seen in the Word, but it was like a second witness for him that, yes, this is the way it is. This is what God said, and it helped him to stand even more on the healing.
I actually, I don't know, somewhere around May, I didn't have to wear the bra anymore.
Each time as we're changing it, it's like, Mike, this thing is getting smaller and smaller. It was just like it was shrinking. So it was less and less that we had to deal with until it's a little thing like this. And then he can change it himself, of course, and no longer was wearing the support. And it's just like, this thing is gone.
By August, it was nothing. It was just this little bump, a scar on my chest here. I was made whole by Jesus Christ. And this is the only direction my body can go. Devil, you can't have me. I've already been bought.
For 8 years, Mike Hesch believed and prayed for his healing with no results. In desperation, he finally drew a line in the sand between the Word of God and his own unstable thinking. He chose to believe the Word that healing had already been provided by God's grace. Andrew's teaching confirmed and encouraged him, and the malignant tumor disappeared in 7 months. After his healing, Mike felt strongly that there was more he needed to learn about standing firm on the Word of God. He and Caroline sold their home in Tucson and moved to Colorado Springs to attend Charis Bible College. Their journey of grace and freedom has just begun.
Isn't that awesome? I tell you what, I don't know how people can sit there and argue and continue to believe that God doesn't do miracles today and that miracles are of the devil. You know, it's amazing. In Jesus' day, people, you know, they believed that the things were happening, but they all said it was of the devil. Today, the religious realm is still doing basically the same thing, saying that these miracles don't happen. All this stuff is of the devil. And yet, I don't know what you do with these pictures. And by their own testimony, this wasn't medicine. The doctors had already given up on him. This was the Word of God. And you have these pictures. Either you're going to have to believe that we photoshopped this, that all of this is made up, that we're a liar, or you are going to have to sit there and confront the fact that miracles still happen today. Man, that's powerful. And I know that there are some of you that are trapped. You're a slave to your traditions. And this isn't what they taught in your church. This isn't what you believe. There's many of you that the way you've coped with the tragedy that you've experienced in your life or the tragedy that you've seen around you and other people is just to say that God doesn't do those things anymore, that God doesn't intervene in our life. Well, we just showed you a testimony today of how God intervened in a man's life and totally changed him. And now you have a decision to make. Either this is real, which it is real, and if it is real, then you know what? Maybe, just maybe, you haven't been believing the truth. Maybe there needs to be a change in what you believe. Maybe God is alive today and moving and doing the same things today that He did 2,000 years ago. Maybe there needs to be an adjustment in your theology. And you know, the good thing about this, the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you haven't been believing in the miraculous power of God and believing that God can do these kind of things without medicine and without men having to come in and cut it out, if you just believe that God is very limited in what He does, well, then that's the reason that your life is in the mess that it's in. But if you would change and embrace this as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You could start experiencing this supernatural power working in your life and in the life of the people that you love. Man, that's powerful. I encourage you to call. Get these materials. Get this DVD that we showed today and call or write today.
The story you saw in today's program is included, along with four additional healing testimonies, on the brand new Healing Journeys Volume 3 DVD. This new release DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of the Healing Journeys package, which includes three DVDs, Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3. These three DVDs contain a total of 15 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. In addition to the DVDs, this package also includes a copy of the booklet, God Wants You Well. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed. The entire package has a catalog value of $77. But today you can get the Healing Journeys package for a gift of just $50 or more. The booklet, God Wants You Well, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you request it. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Effortless Change for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.